I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, September 2nd. Comets are some of the most beautiful objects in the cosmos. Balls of ice and rock with tails that can stretch for millions of miles. But they're also some of the most fickle objects in the cosmos. They don't always meet expectations. And some fall apart, vaporized by the sun. All of that is a preamble to the story of comet C2023A3, Tsuchinshan Atlas. Over the next few days, it might be visible through binoculars in the dawn sky, mainly from more southerly latitudes. And it could shine even brighter in the evening sky next month. Because we record our programs in advance, though, we can't tell you how closely it's matching the forecasts. The comet was discovered last year, and early predictions called for it eventually to shine as brightly as Venus, which is climbing into view as the evening star. It's no longer expected to get that bright, but it still could become bright enough to see with the eye alone. The comet will pass closest to the Sun late this month and closest to Earth next month, about 44 million miles away. Now, the comet is passing through the constellation Sextans. That makes it a better target for sky watchers in the southern hemisphere. It'll be easier to see from the northern hemisphere in the latter half of October, when it'll climb fairly high at nightfall. So keep your eyes open and your fingers crossed for a good showing from a comet. And we have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.